Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who are this year's sleepers, blue chippers, and busts?
With the fourth pick, the New England Patriots select...
Find out with Jones and Keefe's Draft Preview.
It's our daily Draft Preview series every day at 10:45. We're hitting on either a mock draft on Mondays.
That's right.
Or the various positions. We hit the wide receivers yesterday. Who are the best players at the position? Who do we like? Who don't we like? Who should the Patriots take? If you missed the wide receivers yesterday, it's on the Odyssey app and on YouTube. Today we're going to get to the offensive line. Real quick, we'll get back to Joe Milton. Joe Milton, if you're just tuning in, traded by the New England Patriots to the Dallas Cowboys with a seventh-round pick. The Patriots get a compensatory fifth-rounder in return. Doesn't feel like great value. Doesn't feel like great business. Keefe and I are down on it. You guys can weigh in at 617-779-7937. Did Vrabel trade him? Did Milton want out? Did Drake May not want Joe Milton around? It's what we've been discussing. We'll get back into it. But let's preview the offensive line here, Keefe. As I see it, the top five offensive linemen in this draft are all tackles. Perhaps you disagree.
Yeah. Well, they're tackles, and it feels like a lot of them have a similar theme where at the NFL level, there's talk that they might be guards.
But collegiate tackles.
Correct.
What they were. Yeah, maybe that's the better way of saying it. Will Campbell, we've discussed a lot. Left tackle at LSU. Short arms, may have to kick out to guard. Armon Membu at Mizzou is definitely a tackle. Is he a right tackle or a left tackle? You would need some projection there to move him from the right side to the left side. Josh Simmons at Ohio State is definitely a left tackle, except he had a patellar injury last year, only played half the season for Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
Coming into the year, he's probably projected as the top guy at left tackle. So is he worth rolling the dice on? Will he be the same player post-injury? Kelvin Banks out of Texas, another collegiate tackle who might have to move to guard, similar to Will Campbell. And then Josh Connerly Jr., left tackle at Oregon. They tried him out at the Senior Bowl at right tackle. You might remember this rep where he got just bowled over by, I'm trying to remember who the edge rusher was now.
Mike Green.
Thank you. Mike Green out of Marshall.
Yeah.
Just bowled over and embarrassed.
I will say, though, that was his opposite side.
It was.
Mike Green is really good.
It was the right tackle, but like, why are they even looking at him at right tackle? That makes me question
it. They do that every year at the Senior Bowl.
So all these guys, okay, and maybe Nick's right about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't pretend to know. But all of these guys, to me, I feel like have a question. Campbell, Membu, Simmons, Banks, Connerly. Who do you like, Keith?
So much like the wide receivers where we said there really isn't a Marvin Harrison or a Malik Nabers in this year's class, there's also not a Joe Alt in this year's class. So I know we've talked about him a lot. You and I differ on him. I would take Will Campbell, and I would make him play left tackle until he really proves that he can't. And maybe he'll be one of those guys that doesn't have the longest arms, like a Matt Light, who has a long, very successful career at left tackle. I've liked some of his quotes that he's had along the way. So I think he's a pretty good character. Plus, he's doing it in the SEC. So I'll take some of these guys that might not have the measurables because they were going up against so many NFL pass rushers throughout his entire career. So I still like Will Campbell the most out of this group.
Okay, the guy I like the most out of this group is the guy I feel like is the best left tackle. And I've said this for a while now. I think it's Simmons out of Ohio State.
Okay.
The question is health. And that's a big question. And I don't mean to be inconsistent on this, but to me, Steph Diggs and whether or not he's ready week one is much more concerning in his 30s coming off that injury than a guy who you're going to have a five-year contract with who's in his early 20s in the case of Josh Simmons. So I wouldn't take him at four, but if you're trading down or you're doing the thing we've seen a lot in mocks lately, you're taking pick 38, you're taking one of your third rounders, you're moving up into the mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s, that would be a target for me. I like Josh Simmons out of Ohio State because out of all these guys, I think he has the best chance to play left tackle at the next level.
Yeah, that's fair, and that's clearly the biggest need that they have.
Outside of those five, who do you like?
So I like Gray Zabel. Now, he's not a prototypical left tackle. He's from North Dakota State, and I kind of like these small school guys. And so, you know, Ali Marpet, who went to Hobart, I liked a lot.
Oh, you liked him.
I did.
Interesting.
And maybe because he was a fellow statesman, but also because these guys that you think, oh, they have not the level of competition that all these other guys have, but then they kick ass at the Senior Bowl, they kick ass at the Combine, and all of a sudden they put themselves on the map like that. I think they find it. And you almost trust the scouts to be able to take all of D1AA or all of D3 and find the one guy that they think can kind of live up to it. And he would not be your starting left tackle, which is also why he wouldn't be your first-round pick. But he played guard and tackle in college. I guess they had him doing some center at the Senior Bowl, so he might be sort of like a Swiss Army knife type of guy, sort of an old-school Bill Belichick offensive lineman that can play multiple spots. So that would be more like a second. I don't think he falls to the third round, but like more like a second round pick. If you took Gray Zabel, I think it wouldn't be bad.
Zabel, Vrabel.
I mean,
there's something going on there.
It makes too much sense.
I mean, it almost writes itself. I like Ariante Ursary out of Minnesota. I'm not sure he's a left tackle, but again,
most of this class is like that.
He played left tackle in the Big Ten.
He's enormous.
He checks the arm length box. Well, this is why people think he's going to move to right tackle. He's 6'6", 331.
Is he the biggest guy or one of the biggest up there, entering the draft?
Embo, is that his name? That's another guy who's giant and may have to move. But I'm not positive he's a left tackle, but I also think the draft capital, you're talking late first, early second. You're not talking the fourth overall pick. Mm-hmm. So I'd be a little more willing to roll the dice there. Outside of the top five guys, I like Ariante Ursary. Who do you not like, Keith?
So I'm not wild about Kelvin Banks. And it would just be because I've now talked myself into if they stay at four or if they're in the top 10, like they move down a little bit and they end up taking an offensive lineman, I want it to be Campbell.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Kelvin Banks, another one of these guys that was a tackle in college, but there's a lot of talk that he might be a guard. So if you end up walking away with a guard, he might not even be the best guard in the group. I would say Kelvin Banks.
So the guy I don't like, I can't get over the rep at the Senior Bowl. I don't care if it's his opposite side. I can't get over Josh Connerly just getting emasculated.
Didn't you watch him a lot this year, though?
Yeah, and I'll be honest. I feel this way about a lot of people at Oregon. I watch tons of the Ducks.
He hated Bo Nix.
My wife went there. I did not like Bo Nix.
Yeah.
I really didn't like Herbert when he came out, so shows what I know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I never noticed half these guys. I didn't notice Gonzalez at Oregon. I never noticed half these guys when they're playing. Mm-hmm. Their defense is constantly getting shredded. The O-line, I feel like a quarterback's constantly on the run. So I do watch
and
a lot of
they throw the ball after 1 second, so it almost doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I am not in love with Josh Connerly. I can't get over that rep at the Senior Bowl. If I'm overreacting to one rep, fine, but I'm out. I'm out based on that rep. So that's our draft preview series on the O-line. You could jump in. And we'll get your reaction here on Joe Milton getting dealt by the Patriots earlier today. Ron's in Medford. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know if they did or not, but I mean, I only saw him play one game, but the kid looked like such a good athlete that with how bad their offense is, I mean, they turned Edelman from a quarterback into a receiver. I'm surprised they didn't try to incorporate him into the offense somehow, just to get him on the field.
Okay, so I'm
not going down that road. Like, you know, they had Malik Cunningham in, remember, and he was going to be a quarterback, then he was going to be a receiver. No, I think Joe Milton could be a backup quarterback in the league. I'm not saying he's going to start anytime soon. I'm not saying that you need to, you know, get the highest draft pick possible, and you have to trade him. Like, I don't know why you have to trade this guy. He's on year two of his rookie deal. Makes nothing.
Yeah.
And could he beat out Josh Dobbs for the better backup? Sure he could.
There was no urgency from, like, a control standpoint.
Unless.
There might be urgency from the other QB in the room.
Perhaps.
Drake May. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Vrabel just hates him. Or maybe he wanted out. Although, again, if he wanted out, tough. You're a six-round pick. You have no leverage. You're here. Sorry. Like, what are you going to do? Create a giant stink? Mm-hmm. You have no leverage. When Milton was drafted, I thought there was a chance he wasn't going to be a quarterback. Like, I don't necessarily agree with all these people who are like, draft a quarterback and immediately move them. See if they can play in camp and get them in here. And once they can't play, then move them. But there was a lot of discussion he'd be a tight end when they first drafted him.
Yeah, yeah, no.
He's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback. Let him play quarterback.
He is a really good athlete.
You don't take the best arm in the league and put him to tight end.
Seriously, yeah. What good is that? Unless you got some trick plays, some double passes and things like
true.
That. Which McDaniels?
Oh, Ben Johnson would like that. Oh. Ben Johnson could use Joe Milton.
How did Ben Johnson not get Joe Milton? Great point.
That's weird.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.